Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers and Richard Presser. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Carolyn. Who are you?
You know how I am. Oh, we're going to have fun tonight because we sent out a little notice to those people who got it. And by the way, if you didn't get our notice tonight with all of our emails, Richard, tell the good folks how they can get all this really great, juicy information free.
You just go to our website, the2012countdown.com, and go to the bottom of any page and enter your details, and you will get an email back for you to confirm those details, and bingo, you'll receive all of our stuff.
And it's something you really want because there's all kinds of really good messages there. For instance, about the show tonight. The show tonight is about healing. Something we're all interested in. And the individual who is here with us tonight, who will be talking about healing, is Isis. And perhaps some of you are not familiar with Isis. Isis is connected with Egypt, of course. But as far as the history here upon this planet, Isis goes back to Atlantis. And those of you who have some memories of Atlantis may remember Isis, as she played a very important part in Atlantis. She is just one aspect of the Divine Mother. And the information that I am bringing forth today comes from an e-book that we have available. And, Richard, what is the name of that e-book? Do you recall?
Something like Chaos Before Creation, I believe it's called.
There you go. And the reason why this is so fascinating is because of her many connections. Since she's an aspect of the Divine Mother, all of the aspects of Divine Mother goes back to that one known as Sophia. So she is a small aspect of Sophia. Sophia worked with the Father and is part of the Father. Sophia and the Father were responsible for creation of planet Earth. And this is something that perhaps many of you are not familiar with. For those of you who have some interest in the Templars and perhaps even have some personal knowledge of the Templars, you might be aware that they were very much interested in Sophia. They were a mystical group and understood Sophia in a way that we are not understanding her today. And I will tell you from my personal memories, as I do remember many of my lifetimes, I remember Isis being in Atlantis. I remember working with Isis. And many of you who are familiar with Isis and her healing aspects and the knot of Isis that she used in healing, that she wore around her waist, you would remember that she is a being who usually wore a white robe, a golden link chain around her waist, and they were in the little links were in the form of an eight lying on the side, which you understand means everlasting life and was a symbol for God. And in Atlantis, she wore this. Well, she didn't wear it all the time, but when she did wear it, it was this magnificent, it was almost like a golden crown that she wore on her head. And you might not know this because a lot of people might not remember this, but she connected to those beings on Sirius through this. So she came here to Earth as one who worked with the Sirians, who, again, were very interested in the spiritual evolution of people on Earth. And I find this extraordinary for her to be here tonight. And she wants to say something first to you, Richard. If you would just be kind enough to connect with Isis for a moment, she wishes to say something before we start this.
And she is here. And she is saying, "My dear friends, I want you to know that this is a special time upon your beautiful planet. It is the time that many of you have been preparing for many lifetimes. Those of you that were in Atlantis and understood that the fall was going to happen were also aware that you would return and participate in what one might call the recovery from that fall. And that indeed is what is happening now. That is what the energies that will come to your planet at the solstice of December 2012 and then all that will unfold thereafter are all about. Few are aware that the last time the planet was in alignment with galactic center some 12.5 to 13,000 years ago is when Atlantis fell. So, in a sense, there is no surprise in this event. It is the natural time, it is the natural cycle for the reversal of that fall. And so this recovery, you could say, has been long planned. Indeed, it has been planned since before the fall by those in authority. And that planning is bearing fruit. All that was planned will unfold. It is decreed and it will be so. And there are other cycles which end at this time, but that is a subject for another day. And so I just wanted to alert all of you to the fact that all of this has been planned, and all of you who were there in Atlantis working alongside me or with me or in whatever form have returned to assist in this process. And so I welcome you. I welcome all of you. And so it is.
Thank you, Isis. And I'm glad that she came forth and mentioned this, because she talks about this in the chapter of Chaos Before Creation. And she has a lot more to say about us as individual souls. And something that many of you do suspect, but maybe don't think about, is we consider Earth our home. But she tells us that most of us are multidimensional, that we have experiences of not only other planets, but many dimensions other than this dimension that we experience here on Earth. And this is interesting, because what she also says is that the Creator God desired that we would have a dense physical expression that we call Earth, and that each one of us can advance and create our own world when we are self-realized. And we have greater expressions in our soul abilities that we're not using. And now is the time to remember these. Now is the time to understand the power of who we are. And so I would like to ask Isis, well, before I ask Isis a couple questions, something that I want to mention that she has in this chapter that I just think is so important. Many times things happen to us and we feel like, well, in some way we were punished, that God ordained it and this happened to us and that's the way it is. And she mentions, she gives an example here that I think is very fascinating. And she says, if you fall off if a person falls off a cliff and drops to their death, God did not will it nor allow it. It was strictly a fulfillment of the human law of the physical. And I want to mention that because I hear people saying that, how things happen in our life and it was the will of God, it had to happen, He allowed it, therefore that's the way it was. And we have to understand that sometimes we bring things into our lives just as the result of breaking a natural law. She gave the example of falling off a cliff, dropping to your death, but there's many natural laws that we break, that we bring consequence to ourselves, and it wasn't the will of God, nor did God allow it. And so, on a very real way, we have to understand this, that so much of what happens in the world is because of things that we have done. We have not cleared the path. And she talks a lot about past life karma. Richard and I work a lot with this on our conference calls, where if we don't clear the energies from the past, it shows up in the body as disease. And we know the answer to this, Richard, but I want Isis to mention this. I want her to explain the karmic clearing in her words, because many of us who don't understand this are suffering from energies of the past that are stuck in the present body. So I'm going to ask Isis to explain in her own words the meaning of the karmic clearing and how that works for souls today.
She is saying, the karmic clearing process is a gift to humanity from the karmic board. It was recognized that because of the nature of the consciousness upon your planet and its interaction with the emotions of the human being, that the energies from difficult past life experiences, for example, when you met a premature and, you could say, untimely death, it is likely that fear is held in the emotional body in this lifetime, which arose from that experience in the past lifetime. Energies of a negative karmic nature, which are generated on a particular level of consciousness, need to be cleared on that level of consciousness. They cannot be taken to another. And so, firstly, that means that these energies remain on this level of consciousness, on the earth plane, you could say, as a seed. And when you reincarnate, you collect those energies before you are born. And so they come forth with you. And you accumulate these over many lifetimes if you do not have the ability or understanding to clear them. And that has been the situation for virtually all of humanity. In the time of Atlantis, we understood this, and every 5 years, people would come to the Temple Beautiful to have these energies cleared. And you could say to rejuvenate the physical body, because in that time, the body did not age as it ages today, and that process is being reversed as part of what occurs with the rejuvenation command, but that is another subject. And so, to the karmic clearing process. When the karmic clearing command is issued, there are beings come forth from the other side of the veil, and they work with the emotional body, and also any other areas where karma might be held, such as in the DNA. And all of this past life karmic energy is cleared by these beings during the process that the karmic clearing command is active. This takes about 10 minutes. And all of these negative past life karmic energies are cleared. That is the purpose of this command, so that all of these energies are resolved, and those who have experienced this command are then able to progress through the process of ascension, which, as I said, begins with those energies of the solstice of December 2012. And any individual who does not utilize this command, does not experience this command before the time of that solstice of December 2012, those energies within their physical body, you could say, or in general more in the emotional body, those energies will be shaken apart. They will not be allowed to continue to exist. And as a result, if they have not been cleared, they will cause the physical body to also fall apart. I do not share this with you by way of threat. It is simply a matter of understanding so that you know what is required. This has been made clear on the 2012 Countdown website on the page called Are You Ready? And you will see there the three steps which are required, which have been shared many times by Carolyn and Richard. So that is the karmic clearing process. And there are many who on your planet speak of karma in terms of the impact that you have on others in every moment-to-moment action. And yes, there is some basis for that argument, but in truth, the karma which truly matters is much more fundamental, much more long-term. The past life karma and the patterns that grow up in this way is what is important to be cleared. If you have a pattern of abusing others and you are displaying that in this lifetime, it is very likely that you have displayed that pattern in past lives and you have come into this lifetime to clear that pattern. And so it is not so much about the behavior that you have displayed towards particular individuals. Rather, it has come forth in this lifetime for you to see it and to choose otherwise and to release that energy. So that is the thing which is important to understand about karma and the nature of this process.
Thank you, Isis. Now, Isis addresses the Adam Cadman, a state that is the human body or the humans are working towards a state. So, Isis, give us an understanding, as you see it, of what the form of the Adam Cadman is that humanity will, you might say, be wearing in the future.
Adam Cadman is the term which has been chosen to describe the form of the physical body that you will carry after the ascension process is complete. And its nature, in one sense, is very similar to what you currently have. That is, you will look on the outside very similar to how you look now, except there will be a level of perfection displayed in the physical body that it is likely is currently absent. However, internally, the structure of this form of the physical body is quite different. And it is one of the purposes of the rejuvenation command to trigger the transformation from the current form of the physical body to the initial phase of the Adam Cadman physical body. This is necessary to be able to withstand the energies of the solstice of December 2012, to be able to experience the reawakening of the DNA from the two strands you currently have to over 2,000 that were present prior to the fall in Atlantis, and then to pass through the ascension process at the March equinox of 2013. To pass through these steps requires the Adam Kadmon initial phase to be in place, and these three subsequent steps bring forth further aspects of the expression of that Adam Kadmon body. So there are several steps in bringing it forth for those who will, you could say, utilize this form beyond the ascension event. And so that is perhaps the best way to view this. The form of the body, once you have completed the ascension process, and to understand that the initial phase of it will be brought forth as a result of experiencing the rejuvenation command.
Thank you, Isis. We have someone by the name of Jennifer on line 2 with a question for Isis. Jennifer, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I don't have a question. I'm sorry.
Well, we've given, Isis has given some information. Perhaps you want a further understanding of something that she has said.
Is the crystalline body the same as the Adam Kadmon body, or is that just a step to get there?
You know, that's a wonderful question. I mean, I would like to answer it, but I really would like this to come forth from Isis' perspective. Richard, what is Isis, how is Isis commenting on the crystalline body as opposed to the Adam Kadmon?
I don't know. Let's see what she's got to say. And she is saying, it is a very good question that you have asked, because there is much discussion on your planet about the transformation from what is the so-called carbon cell to the so-called crystalline cell. And you can look at the transformation from the carbon cell to the crystalline cell as being perhaps an initial phase of awakening the structure that is required as an aspect of the Adam Kadmon body. In the Adam Kadmon body, the cells will carry this crystalline structure. And perhaps the language is not ideal, you could say, because the crystalline structure continues to reflect your current organic chemical form, which is based on carbon. It is just that the cell adopts a structure, a shape, which is crystalline in nature, and as a result, it can hold more light. And for most people who will experience the rejuvenation command, they will have converted most, if not all, of their cells to crystalline before they experience the rejuvenation command. That is because this process has been underway for some time. But in truth, it is not necessary, because if that conversion has not been undertaken or completed before the experience of the rejuvenation command, then part of the process which will be triggered by the command is the conversion of any cells which have not yet converted to that crystalline structure. So you can look at it as being an aspect of the Adam Kadmon body. It does not in and of itself imply all that is contained within the Adam Kadmon body, because you can have cells which have converted to crystalline and yet retain the existing physical form of the human body.
Thank you, Isis. Thank you for your question, Jennifer. That was very interesting.
You're welcome.
And there is a lady by the name of Jessica on, from Pittsburgh, on line 1. Can you hear me, Jennifer? Jessica? Jessica, are you still on line 1?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
You have a question.
Yeah, one question about the past and one about the future. About the past, I was interested to know anything about the Ark, the pyramids, their relation to healing, how the pyramids were made. And about the future would be...
Before you get to the future, Jessica, I love your question about the past. Let's put this in a question form so Isis can answer it. Now, you're talking about healing, and you want to know the connection between healing and the pyramid and the Ark of the Covenant. Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Richard, would you please get Isis' perspective of healing from the point of view of the pyramids and the Ark of the Covenant? Excellent question, Jessica.
Yes, this is going to be interesting. I don't know anything about any of this, so we'll see what Isis has got to say. We might all learn something here. And she is saying, there is a connection between healing and the pyramid. The pyramid shape brings forth particular energies. The pyramid enables the establishment of a standing wave pattern. And what has not been understood is that when that pattern is set up, it creates an environment which is very conducive to healing. And when I speak here about pyramids, I am talking about the pyramid shape in general. And I should add that I'm talking about the pyramid which has four sides to its base. So in that, it is the same shape of the pyramid that you would be familiar with from Egypt. And there are those who have experimented with using this shape for healing or encouraging healing, and also to encourage growth of plants and many other things. So the energies which are created within a pyramid, or should I say supported by the shape of the pyramid, are very conducive to healing. If you are in some way referring specifically to the pyramids of Egypt, they were not created for the purposes of healing. Rather, they were created for many purposes, one of which was to assist those who wished to reawaken their connections to the higher levels of consciousness. The Egyptians had an initiation process which worked its way along the Nile and which culminated with that so-called king's chamber, that sarcophagus as it is referred to, though in truth it had nothing to do with dead bodies, where the individual would lie for some 48 hours and would experience great transformation in that time if they had completed the preparatory work. If one has not completed that preparatory work, there are certainly experiences to be had by lying in that vessel for a period of time. However, it is not of the same level as it was for those who had done that preparatory work. So that is perhaps a further element to your question about pyramids. You asked the question about the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is a technology which has by and large been forgotten in terms of its power and its purpose. It is a technology which survived from Atlantis and which by and large was held in the hands of individuals who understood how to utilize it. It is a tool which can transform consciousness, and it can cause great changes in your dimensions. It was used, for example, to stop rivers from flowing so that individuals could cross. It is an example of the kind of power that it contained. It is also a technology which needs to be handled very carefully by humanity in their current form, because it carries great risks to those who might experience it in a direct sense. So the Ark of the Covenant is not something which was used for healing, but for the purposes of transforming consciousness. And it is a technology which will be revealed once more to humanity before the arrival of that December 2012 solstice. Humanity will understand once more the role of the Ark of the Covenant, and it is one of the secrets of the light which will come forth before you reach that date. You have entered a time when, as it has been foretold, the secrets of the light and the secrets of the dark will all come forth. And if you have had the opportunity to read the latest e-book from Steve Fossett, his fifth e-book, he talks about the fact that this time has begun. And if you are observant, you will have seen some evidence of the secrets of the dark beginning to come forth, some of the material coming forth on WikiLeaks, and much, much more that will come forth through that channel is connected to the revealing of some of the secrets of the dark. And there will be other channels, but this is an example.
Thank you, Isis. That's exciting. Now, Jessica, we have some other people on the line. This question about the future, can you tell me that real quick, what you wanted to know?
Will we be able to fly?
What do you mean, will we be able to fly?
Will people be able to fly like birds?
Well, maybe another way of saying that is, will we be able to move from place to place without some kind of prop? Is that really what you mean?
Sure. Because I practice in my car all the time. I put one hand out and I, and I feel like it's something that I might be able to do in the future.
Well, I think you're remembering something. Isis, would you be kind enough to comment on this, how people will be able to move from either one dimension to another, or be able to move in the same dimension without props of any sort? Can you give us some thoughts on that?
By and large, humanity has forgotten that in the time of Atlantis, the ability to bilocate, which means the physical body could be in more than one place at the same time, and also to teleport, which means moving the physical body from one place to another instantly, not even necessarily upon your planet, but indeed from your planet to other places. This ability was an aspect that quite a number of those in Atlantis had that ability. Indeed, there are a small number upon your planet who have these abilities today. And these, by and large, are some of the more advanced yogis of the Himalayas. So it is an ability that humanity has, and I would also mention that the one that you know of as Yeshua learnt these skills in his time when he studied in India. He studied with that one known as Babaji, who still remains upon your planet, even though he is over 2,500 years old and looks about 30. And He has had that ability for a long time and has taught it to others. And so these abilities will return indeed to, with time, all of humanity who pass through the ascension process. So in the time of Atlantis, only some had these skills. Beyond ascension, all will learn these skills and abilities with time.
Thank you, Isis. And Jessica, thank you for your question. I suggest that you meditate on that from the right side of the brain, and you might remember when you did this in Atlantis.
Thank you so much.
Now, we have Tony from Arizona is online, too. Tony, can you hear
Hi.
Me? Hi, Tony.
Yes.
What's your question,
Hi.
Dear?
How are you doing? My question for Isis is, during the changes that are coming forth with the crystalline cells and the rejuvenation commands, what are we going to be feeling as far as physically and mentally upon our body? What kind of differences are we going to be feeling?
Okay, now, as far as rejuvenation command, and what was the second one?
The crystalline structures within our cells as we start to progress towards ascension.
Okay, so Isis, Tony would like to know, with regard to the rejuvenation command and when the cells turn to their crystalline structure, what might they expect to experience physically?
For an individual whose cells are converting from carbon to crystalline, you will not be aware consciously that this process is occurring. It will be essentially transparent to you. Though you will experience, as a result of the process, more spiritual ability. You will be able to more readily connect, for example, with beings on the other side. You will more readily begin to awaken your spiritual abilities. So this is perhaps the most noticeable impact of the conversion of the cells to crystalline. In terms of the rejuvenation process, it is going to vary quite significantly individual by individual in terms of their experience of the command. Those who are in a state of great health will notice very little change. Those who are not in such great health, those, for example, that are of great age and great disability, will experience some challenges, some disorientation, nausea. These sorts of responses will come forth as the process proceeds. For most people, this transformation will occur within 3 days of experiencing the command. So the process is quite rapid. And there is much more to this process than simply bringing forth, as we have described it, the Adam Kadmon body. There are many steps in this process. And it is a process that currently Carolyn and Richard are working with in great detail. And so it will vary individual by individual. And some may even experience quite a deal of physical pain where there is significant damage to the bone structure, because when bones are being repaired, it is difficult to do this without generating pain. So some will experience levels of pain. And we would like this not to be so, but it is the nature of the beast, you could say. However, I anticipate those who experience this will appreciate the outcome which will come forth.
Thank you, Isis. And Tony, that was a wonderful question. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ron from Massachusetts is on line 3. Can we connect with him, please? Can you hear me, Ron?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Great. Your question, Ron.
Brief background that leads to the question. I am a Reiki practitioner who was recently initiated as a planetary light worker by the Sirians via Orin and Sanaya. I also recently met my soulmate that was also my wife in Atlantis. We were both healers in Atlantis. My question is twofold. One, can Isis provide some insight into the healing modality called Belvespita?
I'm a little uncertain with the word. Can you either spell it or
spell
pronounce it slow?
Belvespita.
Okay. So you want to understand the healing modality for that?
Yes. And the second question is when and how will healers be enabled
just before you,
to pass
just
on
before you go medicine? On, just before you go on, Ron, Belvespita,
yes.
Now who brings, there is someone who brings that forth. Who is the one who brings that healing modality forth?
Almine, A-L-M-I-N.
Yes,
Almine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, and you had two parts. Let's deal with this part first. Isis, can you give us some information about this particular healing modality that Almine is bringing in?
She is saying, let me begin by speaking of Almine. Almine is a great soul who came forth to bring great wisdom and understanding to humanity. However, I have to say that she has been interfered with by beings of the dark, and that she is not in truth fulfilling all of the mission that she came forth to fulfill. She has not understood that this interference has occurred with her work. And there are elements of the healing modality that she is bringing forth which are truly very valuable. However, it has also been interfered with by the beings of the dark. And I would say to you that what is happening upon your planet at this time is that the requirements for new healing modalities of this nature, whether they have been interfered with or not, is being superseded, you could say, because when you examine what occurs as a result of these two commands that have been mentioned here tonight, the karmic clearing and rejuvenation commands, that the impact of these will be the complete healing of the physical human body. Indeed, for an individual who may have been born congenitally deaf with, for example, the bones missing from the inner ear, when that individual experiences the rejuvenation command, even though they cannot hear, if they are present at an event where it is utilized, that individual's body will transform to the Adam Kadmon, and when that occurs, the individual will be able to hear for the first time. I will also add that if an individual has, for example, pins or screws or rods in their body for the purposes of assisting, for example, to sustain the bone structure or to help the bone structure mend at some point, all of that foreign material will simply disappear. It is hard for humanity to grasp quite what this means. Humanity does not truly understand the nature of the consciousness within which they reside. It is not so solid and inflexible as you think. All of you have the ability to bring forth matter into this dimension, except you have forgotten by and large how to do this, and this will return as you move through the ascension process. However, I return to your question in regard to healing modalities. These will not be required beyond the experience of these commands because the physical body will be completely healed. Indeed, a level of perfection will come forth that has never been present in the physical body to this day.
Thank you, Isis. Now, your second part of the question, Ron, you had a second part.
Yes, the answer leads right into it. The question was, when and how will healers be enabled to pass on the karmic clearing command and the rejuvenation command to others?
That also is a good question. Isis, would you like to answer that, please?
These two commands have been given to these two on this call, Carolyn and Richard. And they have been given to these two because of who and what they are. And when the rejuvenation command has come forth, these two will begin to set up training and activation for other healers. And in addition, they will activate some others to go forth and teach other healers. So there is a process by which this will flow out to all of those who have come forth in this lifetime to bring forth these commands. And I would say that you and your wife are amongst those who came forth in this lifetime with the intention to bring forth these commands. And I encourage you to give your details to Richard. And perhaps the best way to do this would be to register on the website that he mentioned, and then when the registration comes forth, to then reply to that email to send your details to him so that he can add your details to the list of those who will be receiving the training that is necessary. It is intended that not only shall healers use these two commands, it is intended that they be included with other material which will begin to assist humanity to reawaken some of their basic skills and abilities. It is important that this preparation involve more than just these two commands, and that is the intention. I would further say that these commands require the activation of Carolyn and or Richard and or someone that they have appointed, because these commands, you could say, are under the supervision of these two. That is how this will unfold, and it is my expectation that this process will begin very soon. Indeed, it needs to do so if all of those who choose to participate in ascension are to be given the opportunity to experience these commands. I will also say to you that these commands are not just for use one-on-one in healing. They will indeed be used in groups. And as we move closer to the end of 2012, you will see very large groups, thousands of people coming together to experience these commands, to prepare. Humanity has yet, by and large, to understand what is about to unfold upon your beautiful planet. And the coming forth of rejuvenation will be perhaps the most powerful trigger to alert humanity to what is coming forth.
Thank you, Isis. And I'd like to thank you, Ron, for your question. Beautiful question.
Oh, thank you very much for allowing me to ask them.
Thank you. The next one who is waiting to speak to Isis is Helen from California, and she's online too.
Yes.
Helen, can you hear me?
Yes,
thank
I
you,
can
Helen.
Hear clearly. Wonderful. But first, I have a couple, three questions associated with the 2012 event. First of
you know,
all,
we can
is
only do one because we have like about 4 minutes.
Okay. then most important question is, what's Earth going to look like after the ascension? 2010.
Good question. Let's ask Isis. We're trying to get this in quick and get the answer to you. Isis, what
Thank
will
you.
Earth look like after 2012?
Your beautiful planet will return to a true reflection of who and what it is. Your planet is a jewel that was created by the efforts of many advanced beings who came forth in great joy to grasp the opportunity to create the very best expression that they could manage of all of the elements of creation that they had access to. They accessed many libraries and brought forth the best that they knew of and combined these elements to bring forth your planet, the plants and animals upon it, and indeed the human being. And so the intention is for all of the damage to be repaired. All of the pollution will be removed, including radioactivity. The form of the planet will be pristine once more. And you will rapidly transition from using fossil fuels for power to utilizing the energies of the vacuum, as it tends to be called upon your planet, for the purposes of powering anything and everything that you choose to power in this manner. So, life upon your planet will be an exquisite experience once more, and perhaps in unique ways that were never possible at the time of Atlantis, to embrace the jewel that your planet is in all of creation, to experience the wonder of this and to see humanity live in balance and in their role of shepherds for this beautiful planet.
Thank you, Isis. Thank you, Helen. And I'm sorry, Drew, we are out of time. We can't get to your question.
Carolyn, I think Don said that we had a couple of minutes up there.
I know, we have another minute, and I was going to end it by telling people where they can sign up and where they can get the book.
Yes.
1 minute, Richard.
The website is the2012countdown.com, and if they are interested in chaos before creation, the best place to go is healingmysteries.com. That website, healingmysteries.com, is dedicated to chaos before creation.
Well, folks, I have just been delighted to be here with Richard. And if you sign up, you'll find out what next week will bring. And we are delighted to be here. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Isis. Till next week.